I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
So this is the first Q&A episode that I'm going to do, or that I've done. And these questions, I was going to put something out on social media and just, you know, say, hey, I'm doing an episode on a Q&A episode, so send in some questions. But over time, since we started La Tribu, I've been getting very similar questions over and over again. Sometimes, obviously, even the exact same question over and over again. So I figured that I don't want to go too long on this episode. So I want to focus on the questions that have been coming out or coming at me the most, right? And some of these questions obviously came from current La Tribu members, and whether it was an inquiry, whether it was, man, I just need a little bit more information, or I've never even heard of accountability coaching, what is it exactly? So I put these questions together. Again, not too long of an episode, just really want to get to the basics, because I keep seeing these questions over and over. And the first question is, when do I know I need an accountability coach, right? When do I know that, like, it's time to invest in myself, to invest time, to invest money? And there's, from my experience, and again, all these answers are based off of my personal experience with being a coach. And one angle that always comes up is, you know, I had a good grip on my life, my career, my family, my relationships, my friendships, all that. And for some reason, I keep going on this roller coaster. You know, there's good times, there's bad times. And over the past 3 to 6 months, it just feels like I'm more on the bad times, or I'm more in the valleys than at the mountaintop. So I need help to maintain a little bit more of balance so I can feel like I'm above water the majority of the time. And then you have the person that comes because just across the board, they have never felt like they've had control of their time, which, like, kind of trickles down and affects their career, their personal life, and all that. So they've never really felt control. So they come searching for some type of acknowledgement that they have control of their life. And then you have people that have very specific goals that are very goal-oriented already, but something very, very important is coming up. And they know that if they leave it up to themselves, they're risking too much. You know, it's too high risk to see if they're going to do it on their own. So they need somebody to make sure that they're, you know, being held accountable on a weekly basis to make sure that their goal is going to be met. And they're willing to invest to make sure it happens, because, again, it's just too much of a risk to see if it's not going to happen. And then we have people that are, I wouldn't say shy or scared or have fear, but they do have a combination of all those things, to where just moving forward in any aspect of their life is difficult in their eyes. And for one reason or other, you know, they maybe have a past trauma, maybe they've had a bad experience in the past that has led them to believe that they just can't do it on their own. And it's not anything to knock. It's not anything, you know, everybody goes through that at some point. But for them, they feel that that feeling is so heavy and so big that that's what's holding them from moving forward. And I think the last one that's come in, you know, as we're talking about traits of people that have asked or inquired about getting coached, or even now are getting coached, is very specific things where, man, everything is going great, I just can't seem to get this under control. This one specific thing in my life. Like, and it's crazy, because sometimes it's something that's like 10% of their life. So 90% of their life is under control, and they're thriving, and they're pushing ahead, they're killing it, there's no issues. But that one thing, you know, these people obviously have the personality of just wanting 100% or as close to 100% of control as possible. And that one thing that is just not there yet just really, really eats them. it really eats at them. And they just, so they want, like, again, as close to 100% of control as possible. And they come and they ask for coaching. And then at that point, you know, we don't just, we focus on that one thing, but that's just more of like a hyper focus on that one thing. But we still take care of all the other important things in their life. So those are the scenarios that I've dealt with as far as people coming to me for coaching, for accountability coaching. And those are, from my experience, the traits that I would say, you know, if you're questioning if you need a coach, you know, those are the ones that I've had experience with. And I'm pretty sure there's others, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, everybody is going through something at some time. And you might feel that it's just too much for you to handle, or you just don't trust yourself in really doing the work necessary to accomplish that. So, you know, a coach will come in, kind of outline, have discussions, and see what it is that really is hindering you from kind of getting that mindset switch to where it is that you need to be. So that's the first question. The second question I get all the time is, what exactly is a coach? I mean, everybody kind of, I guess, knows, you know, what overall a coach is. People have played sports. People have been affiliated with organizations where there is that one person that is kind of by your side, right? And there is a crossover between a coach and a mentor, right? Because a coach, to me, is somebody that has something that I want, right? So if I'm looking for a coach, right, it's, if I'm looking for a specific coach, it's, man, there's one part of my life that's lacking, and I know somebody that is succeeding there. So I'm going to reach out to that person and see if I can get, quote-unquote, mentored by them. Why? Because obviously they've done what they have to do to get there, because that's what I want. So a coach, you know, it's in one part of it is we're focused on growth and not specifically on just one thing, right? So I'm from the, I guess, ideology of that, you know, if you don't have it, you can't give it away. So you cannot offer something to somebody else if you don't have that. So if somebody's looking to be a great leader, right, or to be known as a great leader, you obviously have to work on leadership skills. So if that's what the goal is, that's what we're going to focus on. Now, we're still, again, going to take care of everything else, right? And for La Tribu, I've said it over and over again, we have five foundation pillars, right? And it's family, fitness, fruitfulness, fellowship, right? And all those things really kind of just make up what the tribu is about. And that's the focus, right? So for me, you know, what a coach does talking about La Tribu, what we do is we're really just your partner. We're your partner. We're going to see you through the highs. We're going to see you through the low, right? We're going to talk about why you didn't do what you were supposed to do. And we're going to obviously set up a plan to push you past those self-limiting beliefs that you've created. And we've all created them for one or multiple aspects of our life, right? But the important thing to remember is there's this hyper-focus on growth. It's just who you are now and who are you going to be and in the future. And the future could be 30 days from now. It could be a year from now. It could be 5 years from now. The majority of the people that I've dealt with, right, their reflection or how they see themselves is very, very heavily favored on their past. What have I not done, right? What have I struggled with? And that hinders, obviously, the growth, because there's so much weight put on that they can't see themselves getting out of that, right? So we won't dwell on your future. We will discuss your future a little bit just to kind of get some insight on what it is that has led you to be where you're at now, but we're not going to dwell there. It's the focus here, and I repeat it, it's a hyper focus on where are you going to be, and that's it. Like, we're not going to dwell too much and keep bringing up, and I think that's a difference where, you know, I've gotten the question of, you know, are you like a therapist? And in a sense, yes, but more on the side of, not that we're going to go through a therapist session, but it's more of just, I need to find out where it is that you came from. I need to find out, because one, that's going to tell me, what you've learned and how you've learned these things, right? And then that's all, that's going to give me information that's going to help me kind of put the plan in place to move forward for your specific situation, right? So as a coach, again, we don't dwell on the past, at least my experience, the way I coach. We use it as basic information to understand the person better, the client better. And then that way, that will show me and teach me how it is that I need to approach you to learn and to grow and how to get past those negative things. So the whole goal with La Tribu's accountability coaching is, how do we become, how do I make the client the best version of themselves? And not just kind of over the top, not superficial, but deep down to where the client themselves believe it, right? The client themselves wake up every day, put in the work, knowing that everything that they're doing on a daily basis is to become a better version of themselves, but across the board, right? It's, again, even though we do have this hyper-focus on one certain thing every time, right? Because we're not going to try and grow across and hyper-focus on everything, because then that's when people stumble. But we still will put in work, a balanced effort on everything that's important. Again, those five foundation pillars. But then, yeah, we do have a hyper-focus on whatever the need is for the client at that time. And obviously, we're setting up a path and a work plan to where you're setting up these building blocks, right? To where you can take small steps, acknowledge the growth, and obviously that gives you the motivation to keep going, and we build more and more and more, right? So we're diving into everything that you do. We're diving into everything that's important to you, right? But the main focus is being the best version of yourself, truly painting a picture of what your potential is, because everybody has great potential. Sometimes, again, past experiences kind of put that potential either too far away, like it's unreachable, or sometimes it even just kind of blacks it out and we don't even see it, like it's not even an option, right? So seeing the client's future potential, discussing their development, right, and then just really figuring out what are those changes that we need to do so the client can see that change, right? And the analogy of a coach, like an athlete would need a coach, is very similar, right? I mean, for those of you that have played sports, I played sports for a long time. And I remember specific coaches that really just brought out the best in me. And it wasn't necessarily like a talent thing. It was more of a mindset thing. It was more of a unlocking the certain area in your brain that would really, really make you believe what you could do. And sometimes it was a crazy belief. It was sometimes a belief of, like, man, like how can the coach expect me to do that? Like, it's just crazy for them to believe in me so much. And why? Like, why would they go that far to push me? And it's, again, because we all have these self-limiting beliefs that other people can't see, right? And we've heard it all the time. You know, we just passed graduation season, and you hear like, man, like, you really could do anything that you put your mind to it. You really can. It's just, how much are you going to limit yourself? At what point are you going to convince yourself that you can't go past a certain point, and also that that's as good as it's going to get for you? And we all do it. And some of us can do it further down in life. And some of us, we have so much fear and we have such a strong self-limiting belief that we don't even take that, like, the next step past even graduation, whether it's high school graduation or college graduation, right? We just went through years of schooling and we come out with a lot of knowledge, but we've put this belief that, like, I'm not going to shoot too high because I'm afraid to fail, right? And managing those expectations is one of the strongest points about coaching, is because you have somebody in your corner that obviously sees more potential in you. And it's not a gimmicky thing, right? It's not that, like, it's just because it's a cool saying or because that's just what I should say, is that I see more in you, right? I'm not, you know, at least for myself, being ethical is number one, right? I have past clients that we've had the difficult conversations of saying, man, is this really for you? Like, is my coaching really for you? Or is it another coach that you need? Maybe a different type of process, or of even just speaking to, right? And through those discussions, the client comes back and says, no, you know what? Like, this is what I need to do. So how can we translate that conversation over and over and over and over and over again as clients kind of hit the wall, right? Not everybody. And look, it's an understanding that perfection is what we're all aiming for. You know, we'll probably never get there, but that's the goal. The goal is, how can we perfect inside of the client's being that they deserve more and that they can achieve more just continuously and all fronts, hitting all the foundation pillars to where, again, the client wakes up every day, they know that they're putting in the work, but they're putting in the work across the board. Even if it's just one small thing that you have to do, again, let's just say for your family, right, that day, it doesn't matter. Even though the hyper-focus was somewhere else, there's still a focus on family. And even if it was just one small thing that you had to do that day to accomplish, to make sure that you're taking care of that side of that important pillar, again, you wake up the next day and you know, you look, if for us, we have a habit tracker, and you know that because you checked it off that it was done. And now we just feel better about ourselves. We feel that we're creating this balance that everybody's seeking because things are getting taken care of. And there might be a week or, man, even a month where family is the focus because that's been the struggle. So the hyper-focus is on the family. So we're doing stuff day in and day out, multiple things sometimes a day to make sure that we're shoring up the family aspect of our life. But yet again, everything else is still getting taken care of, right? We're still checking off the box for your career. We're still checking off the box for your self-time. And that's how we progress, right? So when it comes to, you know, the other question that I always get is, like, what can you expect from a coach? Like, and this is looking from the client to the coach. Like, at what point do I know if I have, one, the right coach? And what should I look for? If I've never had a coach before and I'm searching for a coach, you know, the first thing I would say is, when you're searching for, like, how do you know which coach to go with? Like, ask your, kind of like your circle. Ask your friends, ask your close family, and see if anybody has had some experience with the coach. There seems to be this thought of, like, coaches are, because there is this cross a little bit of between a therapist and a coach, there seems to be this negative connotation on a coach, kind of like on a therapist, right? And there's nothing wrong with it, especially when it comes down to, like, this is for yourself, right? Which would then trickle down to everybody around you. So why would I be ashamed of having a coach or two coaches in some cases to make sure that I am doing everything in my power to take care of everybody around me, right? And it could be on a financial level, it could be on an emotional level, right? On a physical level. But there seems to be this stigma that it's bad, right? So unless you go seeking and ask the questions, man, like, specifically, I have clients that have reached out to me because they literally just mentioned, whether it was to a group of friends or even on social media, like, man, I need a coach. I need to get my life together. I feel like I'm drowning. I feel like I'm not moving at the pace that I should be. So what, like, does anybody know of a coach? And that's how, you know, people came kind of out of the bushes, right? And said, oh, you know, either I've worked with this coach or I'm working with this coach, or, you know what, I know of a coach, even though I don't work with them, but I know of a coach, and because of what I know of that person, like, I think that person will be good for you. So the first thing is just ask, right? Like, I would say, before you go and hit Google and search just a coach, is ask your circle, because you might be able to get referred by somebody you trust and somebody you really value their opinion, and they could point you in the direction of a coach. And once you find, you know, one or two, I would say find one or two or three coaches and do an interview and really ask questions that will kind of paint the picture for you of if the coach is the right one for you. And to be honest, you know, there is something to be said about kind of doing a test drive, right? And there's nothing wrong with trying a coach and even say for a month. And let's just see if, one, there is a connection between the way the coach speaks and the way I learn and listen. Because there are some coaches, unfortunately, that have like one method and one method only. You know, there are the coaches that are military style that are going to yell at you, and that's their way of motivating. And that's because it's worked with some people. That's like the one track that they roll on. And if that's what you need, perfect. You'll find it. And then there are the other coaches that kind of have the ability to speak to everybody differently depending on how that person receives, right? And what their language is as far as their learning language, their language of listening to something and the ability to absorb it and then go do it, right? So by all means, feel free to test drive, if you want to call it, a coach. And if a coach is not okay with that, if they want longer term agreements or contracts, then in my opinion, there's something wrong there, right? Because if the product that you're offering, if your service is what you say it is, then I personally don't have a problem with somebody saying, you know what, like, man, I don't even know if you're the right person. First of all, I've never been coached before, so I don't even know what to look for. So I don't know if this is really what I need. Like, can we do a 30-day trial, if you want to call it? It's like, sure. Because I get it. Because I'm there. I'm going to do the same thing, right? Because it's a big investment of time and it's a big investment of money and it is a big investment emotionally too. Like, I want to make sure that the person that is going to be walking beside me for the next months, years is the right person. So by all means, do a test drive if you want to call it that. I know it probably sounds crazy, but that's what I would say. So once you're in, you know, in the group, or once you found your coach, you know, these are some traits that I think a coach definitely has to have. And again, these are my personal belief, you know, of what a coach should have. One, they have to be a good listener, right? Because remember, coaching is about you. It's about you. It's about your goals. It's about who you want to become, right? So a really good coach will have the ability to listen. Because it's not about them. It's not about the coach. It's about you. It's not about what they have to say just because it sounds cool. It's not about the cool quote they're going to mention, right? Or they're going to say. It's about you. So they have to be a good listener. The second thing is they have to be accountable, right? Your coach, to a certain extent, has to feel a responsibility for your success. Whatever you came to that coach for, they really should be, that's at the top of the list, right? Because the ability to be able to trust your coach is the reason why you're going to do it, right? I always tell people, look, trust and respect are the top things that a client needs to have with a coach. Because why else would you do it? Remember, all the coaching is done remotely. Even if you live in the same city, sometimes we don't see each other, right? So if you can't trust your coach, if you don't respect your coach, then it's not going to work, because you're not going to do the things necessary, because you're going to be okay with not doing it. And then if he brings it up the next call or check-in, it's going to be kind of like it is what it is, right? So we've gone over being a good listener and being accountable. The next thing your coach has to be is he has to be goal-oriented, right? And obviously, this you would think is a given, but it's really not, because a lot of people focus on just like the big main goal of what it is that they have to do or what it is that they're trying to get to. And if you don't have smaller goals, what I call checkpoints, then how do you know that what you're being coached on or what you've been asked to do is working, right? If you say that you have a goal that's going to take 12 months, realistically 12 months to accomplish, and we don't do any goal checking along the way, then you literally can waste 12 months of your life trying to reach something, and you're not going to reach it because you haven't had the checkpoints for the smaller goals to make sure that you're on the right path. Because look, there is no one formula. Sometimes we've set up a plan for, let's say, a year. We break it down into smaller goals, sometimes even weekly goals. And every week we see if what the work that was done the week before is going to equate and add up to the goal at the end of the day, at the end of the year. And if it doesn't, then we adjust. We call it course correction. And we course correct. And we might course correct every week for 1 or 2 or 3 months until we find that groove, until we find what works for you specifically. And then we write it until we have to course correct again. So a coach has to be goal oriented. The other thing, you know, a coach needs to be is he needs to be a thinker. He needs to be able to think inside the box, outside the box, around the box, on top, below the box, because everybody is unique. Everybody is their own individual. Every client is very, very, very unique. And the best coaches have the ability to help kind of put that path or that map that addresses everyone's specific individual needs. And if a coach isn't a thinker, a strategic thinker, then again, they have this one way of thinking and they use that. It's almost like a universal thing. Like they just plug and play it to every individual. And obviously it's not going to work. It'll work for some individuals and it'll work for everybody the first 30 to 60 days. But then after that, the true colors shine and the growth stops for those that universal formula doesn't work for. So a coach that thinks, right, is thinking personalized plan for everybody, for one, because everybody benefits in a different way. And again, I'll emphasize the word unique, because it's not a one-size-fits-all. If anybody says that, they're lying to you. And it should be one of the simplest things to know, but it's crazy how there's a lot of coaches out there that don't see it that way. And they see it more on the quantity, not quality of their coaching, right? They see it more of like, I don't care. Like I can have 50 clients and if 20 clients leave, I'll just get 20 more. And they have this philosophy of just every month, like I don't care if I lose 10 or 15 clients because I'll just get 10 or 15 more. And I'll put them through that same one size fits all approach. And again, the first 30 to 60 days, because that's usually the time it takes to adjust to that program or process or whatever, you know, the steps they're taking is, that's when it starts clicking for clients like, man, this isn't really for me. So again, being a strategic thinker, a coach really has the ability to think outside the box for those times that you need to think outside the box. The last, I think, is one of the most important ones. And that's just a coach that just has high expectations. Because, again, everybody is capable of doing huge things. And you need to find somebody that truly, truly believes it. Not just, again, because it sounds cool, but somebody that truly believes what they're saying and what they're saying when it comes to you. It's about maximizing potential. It's about maximizing time. And it's really guiding you to the life or the goal that you specifically want and need. All the while, for instance, with La Tribu, we will reach that specific goal you have. But at the same time, we will deal with all the underlying issues that have been hindering you this whole time. First, we got to find what those underlying issues are. Because I've said in other podcast episodes where there have been times, and sometimes the majority of the time I can honestly say that the goal the person is seeking has been held back because of an underlying issue that, one, they had refused to take care of, that they know it's there, but they refused. Or two, they didn't even know it was there. And that's why they don't understand why they haven't been able to push through and get through where they want to be. Is because there's an underlying issue there. So having the high expectations and being able to challenge a client that's the number one game. I mean, that's the number one rule for the game for a coach, is being able to achieve that change inside their head to where they can put those building blocks one after the other and after the other and after the other, sometimes outside of what feels okay, right? Because when we challenge someone, we're really kind of getting them out of their box, out of their comfort zone. And by doing that, we're challenging you to change. I'm challenging you to change. And I'm challenging you to change for something that you specifically said you wanted. So the ability to challenge you, the ability to hold you to high expectations, that, I mean, it goes hand in hand with coaching. Again, if we use the analogy of sports, a coach wants the best for you. A coach wants the best because they believe that you can do it, right? And they believe that there is so much more inside of you than what you're telling yourself that there is. So being able to challenge, being able to have high expectations, will set you up for those difficult times. Because that's the other thing. If you don't have these high expectations, if you're not willing as a coach to challenge your client, then everything is perfect. And we've all heard the quotes of everything is perfect when everything's going good, right? Anybody can coach somebody when everything's going good in sports, right? If you're a basketball player, you're scoring 30 points a game and you're winning every game, everything's good. But what happens when you have that shooting slump? What happens when you start being criticized because you're failing? Or you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And what happens when that inner belief starts going away because you can't produce the way you were producing before? That's where being challenged steps in. That's where having the belief in the client because you know that they can do more comes in. And having those tough conversations, being able to support that client during those times. That's where a true coach, or from in my opinion, a really good coach comes to play. And they come to shine. So with these questions, right, these are the questions that come on over and over again. And I get them from podcast listeners. I get them from people that follow me on social media. People that are either they know somebody that's being coached by me. And they just want a little bit more clarity on what my coaching philosophy is. And look, I have clients that have been coached by other people. And they've had success, and then they don't. Then they feel that something's missing. And again, I think a lot of times because the outlook for that one specific coach was very specific for one thing and not kind of all-encompassing. And I think with me, when I started discussing doing La Tribu and starting La Tribu, it was, man, like how can, like I'm going to base it off of my foundation. Like what it is that I believe in. Because at that point, once I start veering off of that, now I'm not being genuine to myself and obviously to my clients. And if it's something that I believe in wholeheartedly and that's the way I kind of live my life and that's what I base it off of, then it shouldn't be very difficult to pass that information on. At least the general information. But then once we start getting into the individual, whether issues or problems or setbacks or, again, self-limiting beliefs, then we have to hit those head on. But the five foundation pillars for La Tribu, that's really what we're on. That's day in and day out, we're focusing on those while taking those specific goals or specific challenges that we're dealing with at the time and kind of putting them to the top of the list. So with that, I also am very excited to announce the next step for La Tribu, and that's the 30-day. You know, I spoke about it earlier as far as finding somebody that is willing to let you test drive. And there's two reasons there, right? For me, it's obviously it's for the client. Like, is this type of coaching philosophy, is this type of process really what the client needs? So a 30-day trial, if you want to call it that, I'm calling it the 30-day gauntlet. And yes, I know gauntlet seems like a very daunting word and like a very difficult, you know, thing to accomplish. But I like that word because it really, really resonates with what the whole, like how important this process is, right? I don't take lightly that people are putting that responsibility on me to help them, to really help them get past or get to where they want to get to. So Gauntlet kind of summed up you know, even though it sounds tough, even though it sounds, you know, again, daunting, it really summed up more on the importance of what I feel responsible for in leading people through this process of become a better version of themselves. So the 30-day, today is the day, as you're listening to this podcast, today is the day that I'm officially launching the 30-day gauntlet. And it really is a process to where the client can see if this is what they want. And not, I don't want to say so they don't waste their time or they don't waste their money. But then I kind of really want to do say that, because that's really what it is. You know, when clients have come on and they go through the coaching process and they go 30, 60, 90 days, and they start realizing that it's not really for them, then we really have done that. You know, we really have kind of wasted the client's time, because this wasn't the approach that they needed from the beginning. And being that, obviously, you won't know within a week if it's the right thing or not, or even 2 weeks, I feel that 30 days is the right amount of time to see if this, again, philosophy or coaching practice is the right one for you. So we've put together a 30-day process. And in the 30 days, you will focus on the 5 foundation pillars. So obviously, there's 4 weeks in a month. 1 week, we will focus on 2 of the pillars at the same time. But it really will set up the foundation of what we believe in, of how we do our coaching, right? So it will take you through this 30-day step process where you will have challenges and tasks and things to do on a daily basis throughout these 30 days to really see like your potential in for yourself and if this is a good connection for you, if La Tribu makes sense for you. And on the other end, for myself, it will show me how really invested are you? And is this the right time for you to be in this type of process? Because I'll be perfectly honest with you, there's a right time for everything. And we have had clients that it's probably not the best time. And what I mean by that is, like, not that we're expecting everything to be perfect for you to be a part of it, but there are times when people are going through things in their life and it's adding one more thing is kind of setting them up for failure at that time, especially something that is going to require for you to be all in. So these 30 days will show not only the client, but will show myself if this is really the fit. And being okay with saying, you know, and hearing from clients, you know what, man, this is just, it's just too much for me right now. It's just, you know, I don't know if I can commit. Like, I struggle with, you know, with seeing myself committing to this long term, because it is, I'm not going to say long term as in forever, but it is at least a 3-month commitment to really see change. And like anything, right? Like, the very few things that you can do in one day and see a result the next day, especially when you have some very, very strong self-limiting beliefs or some very, very strong struggles that you're dealing with or underlying issues that you're dealing with. So 3 months is kind of the time that we've seen, because of our experience, that's when it kind of clicks. Sometimes it's even month 2. It just clicks and we're rolling. So today, I'm officially launching the 30-day gauntlet for La Tribu. And again, it's a 30-day process to see if this is the right coaching philosophy for you. You will have some major breakthroughs within those 30 days. It's not just like an informative 30 days. You will be challenged. You will be pushed. You will be held accountable to your actions. You know, do your actions add up or equal to your goals? And they should. Obviously, it's going to take time, but they should. Right? So I'm only taking 10 people. I want to be perfectly clear on that. I'm only taking 10 people. You will see something posted on my Instagram today and Facebook for this gauntlet. I've just by talking to a couple people, I can already tell you that I've already had some inquiries of taking up those spots, some of those spots. But I'm making it clear that I'm taking 10 people. The start date for the gauntlet is July 1st. So we will go through the whole month of July. So we'll give it, you know, from now until the July 1st to get inquiries in, to really have discussions with people to see if this is the right thing for them. And again, taking 10 people to put them through the gauntlet. And at the end of the 30 days, the whole goal of this is at the end of 30 days for people to say, this is exactly what I need. this matches up, which is exactly what I need right now at this point in my life, and I'm in. And again, it is a pass-fail thing, right? So you will be scored every week based off of what it is that you had to do and if you didn't do it. And it's not really to say, oh, you failed. Like, you failed, go back to the back of the line. But it's more of, look, it's obvious that you're struggling with this, right? And we'll have the discussions of why. Like, why did you struggle with that specific thing? And then from there, we'll obviously set course correct and keep moving. So I'm super excited about this. The Gauntlet, hit me up on Instagram. There'll be a link in the notes of this episode that will take you straight to the landing page for this offer. It is, again, I was on Cody's podcast and we talked about the term, the salesy pitch, but it is a lower priced offer than the number that the usual, you know, charges for the coaching. But again, it's that same thing, right? Like, I want to make sure that this is for those that really truly need it right now, and making it accessible to everybody to see, one, the power of coaching. And I truly believe, based off of the experience that I've had coaching in La Tribu and coaching with other people, that there is power in coaching. And you know, history has kind of shown that, and the experiences and you know, just the testimonials from current clients that, you know, what they share with me. And so I'm super excited about this. I hope it really reaches those people that need that accountability coaching, that performance coaching, whatever it is you want to call it, but just coaching in general. So again, there'll be a link at the bottom in the notes. I really hope to reach those people that need that help. And as always, I really, really, I can't express how much I appreciate everybody that listens to this podcast, everybody that follows me, everybody that sends me the good comments. I even respect the bad comments, right? I totally understand, you know, different opinions, different points of view, different perspectives. I don't expect everybody to agree with my perspectives and my point of view. So again, thank you. I can't thank you guys enough for following this and making this more than what I thought it was going to be. And I think it's a testament to the philosophy, right? And just the beliefs that we all deserve better, and that we all have better in us. And just how do we find that path to really bring it out and make it shine? So I'll leave you guys with that. And as always, today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.